Back at Battling Billy Stadium, Mike Blackwell along with Jared Robinson. Zach Peterson alongside as well. 17-17 our score. We got a good one. We got 24 minutes of football left for you tonight. The Texans and the Billies are getting it on pretty good here in this first half, Jared. Entertaining first half, wasn't it? I guess we're getting our money's worth so far.
Yeah, 17-17 football game. I mean, you're talking about two teams going out there, landing on the line. Billies have had a lot of success, obviously, on the ground, as we've seen. Really no success, little to no success. The only true completion downfield that they had was the one that Hunter Benoli almost intercepted. And then the screen pass. Other than that, no completions for the Billies, but a lot of yards on the ground. Hobbs and all of the running backs have done a good job so far. Texans flip-flop the other way. Texans had some success. Again, JoJo, 161 yards, two touchdowns through the air in the first quarter right there. Cade Stover, four catches, two touchdowns. So, you know, we'll kind of see what adjustments are made in the second half right here and see how it turns out, see what Coach Warren changes there in that front offensive line for the Texans.
And again, remind you guys, if you want to receive a copy of tonight's ball game, be sure and give our office a call at 512-965-9969. You can certainly do that if you want an audio copy of the ball game. If this is your kid or your grandkid out here or your friend and you want that, be sure and give us a call. We're also looking for fall interns. So if you're interested in broadcasting, come intern for us. Heck, we let Jared and myself work for the radio station. How hard could it be? Give our office a call for more information. Again, that number, 512-965-9969. Texans offense, Jared, they really didn't do much at all early in the first half, but you could see some signs of life. The big play to Stover. Of course, Stover has two touchdown passes here tonight, and in addition to the one drop. You just get a feeling that the Texans are on the verge of going off. I mean, they could very easily win this game by two touchdowns here tonight. That's kind of my vibe that I have, and I don't know, am I crazy or what? What do you think?
Well, coming out of the coming in towards the end of the second quarter right there, you're exactly correct. What you saw coming from the Texans was some different defensive packages, obviously stopping the Billies there, but some offensive changes as well. Just changes in routes. We saw a lot of kind of inside routes from the wide receivers early on, and then the drop ball from Stover, which they actually came back to. I don't know if you noticed that catch from Stover was the exact same play that he dropped earlier in the game. And so kind of saw some more out patterns, the big catch from Gavin Martinez on the post pattern down here on the bottom, but starting to get the ball in space a little bit and let the guys use their legs. Stover, the 27-yard touchdown, really created it out of his legs. Nothing but a really 4-yard completion from JoJo. Just a great job by Stover there. So we'll see if they continue to do that. I do think that they'll try to get their ground game a little bit more going, creating maybe some deep passes down the field for Gavin Martinez and maybe even Wyatt Mann on that top side where he sees a lot of single coverage so far.
And it looked like that the Texans defense on that side of the ball, Jared, they seem maybe later in that first half to have a better idea and get a better handle on Hobbs Price, the Fredericksburg quarterback who was hurting them so much on the ground. It seemed like later in that first half the Texans defense did make some kind of adjustments and seemed to be a little more effective against him. Obviously, that's going to be a key for the second half as well.
No doubt whatsoever. They're going to have to stop them regardless of how many points we score. They're going to have to stop Hobbs, the running back, Sabira. I mean, they're going to have to stop those guys regardless because they're going to continue to pound the ball. The Billies went in, and I promise you, they realized they had zero success in the passing game. They're drawing up some trick plays, some different things. Coach Moffitt over there is not going to make zero adjustments, just like the Texans' Doug Warren. So they're going to come out with their best guns, and they're getting the ball out of the first or in the second half too. So we got to immediately take what we did going out and bring it back in right here.
And again, a reminder: this game is not a district game. This is the final district tune-up before district games begin next week when we are back at Wimberley against Bernie. And so just keep that in mind as well. And certainly Doug Warren would love to get his offense kind of untracked in the second half here tonight to get ready for district play that starts next week. It'll be Nick Coles kicking things off for Wimberley. The Texans will be moving from our left to our right. Slight breeze from our right to our left, but not as much breeze as when the game started. However, it was definitely raining when I went outside the press box at halftime. It is continuing to rain, although it's very, very slight at this point. I can see the reflection on that bench down there. That's how I'm able to tell if it's raining or not. And so it's definitely sprinkling, but the field is wet, and we've seen the players slip around a little bit tonight. Well, here we go. 24 minutes of football for you. Here's the kickoff. It's going to be taken at the 17-yard line on the left side to the 25, and scrambles to the 20-yard line is the return man, Sean Majors. And that's where Fredericksburg will take over, first down and 10. We saw three different quarterbacks for Fredericksburg in the first half. The one who was most effective was Hobbs Price. He's definitely the better runner of that trio, and he's going to start the second half as well. Price, 5'11", 185.
You know, for a team that runs the ball so much, they're running trips offense right here. Two to the top, one down here to the bottom side, two running backs. So may look for something right here off the bat.
They spread it out, that's for sure. Here's the give to the running back, and that's a gain of about three. That's Tristan Sanchez on the carry, second down and seven.
Yeah, we saw Sanchez out of the kind of the wildcat quarterback a little bit in that first half, so we'll look for him. I talked about it earlier, real fast young man, 5'8", 145, quick feet. So a good job of the linebacker right there to bring him down.
Second down and seven. Again, Fredericksburg on their own 33-yard line. Price will take it himself. Fakes the hand up, goes up the middle, and it's not much of a success up the middle. He gains a yard out to the 34. It'll be third down and six.
And this is exactly what we talked about just a moment ago coming out of the half. You're the Texans. You really want to get this defense off the field. You want to get those or you want to get the offense off the field and get the ball back into the hands of JoJo Weeks and the offense. Good job so far right here with a third and seven left for the Billies.
And that zone read play worked well in the first half, but it was stuffed on that particular snap. Back to throw is Price, looking deep, looking over the middle. He's got a receiver, but he overshoots him. That was Sanchez, who was open in the secondary, but Price couldn't hit him, and that'll bring up a fourth down.
Yeah, perfect. I mean, again, if you're Coach Warren, you made the adjustments on that, exactly that read option play that you're talking about, and you made the proper adjustments. Fourth and seven now. They're going to punt it away. Rugby-style kick. We've already talked about Nebgen before and the way he kicks. He's actually going to drop back all the way this time. So
yeah,
see if Gavin Martinez can't do a little shake and bake right here and get it up into the Billy side of the field.
Martinez standing at his own 35, so Wimberley should get really good field position out of this one. And here is the punt. He gets it away. It's a line drive. Martinez is going to let it go over him. That was probably a mistake as it goes inside the 10-yard line and down at the 9-yard line. And the Wimberley Texan coaching staff a little frustrated about that. Gavin probably should have caught that one in the air, but it's tough to read those things, that's for sure. And I don't know if you've noticed this, Jared. This is just something to put in the back of our minds, but twice now the Texans have come fairly close to the punter in punting situations here tonight. I've noticed that, and they had a bunch of people on the line of scrimmage that time as well.
Yeah, and the kicker, Nebgen, he kind of takes his time a little bit and wants to really concentrate on the punt. So we saw earlier two defenders almost get to him, but a little bit hesitant because they didn't want to rough the punter. It ended up being a fourth and four at that point, so they didn't want to rough the punter. What do we got? Oh, yeah.
First down now, the Texans at the 9-yard line. They're going to turn and give it to Carruthers up the middle. Nice run. He's got the 15-yard line and is able to push forward. That's a pickup of about nine. It'll be second down now and one.
And that's a two wide receivers on that play. That's not something that we see a lot for the Texans, trips, and we usually see trips and quads. And a Moss going to jog off the field. That's a tough young man coming off the field. Kipris going to come on to the backfield, but almost a power formation for out of the shotgun, obviously, for Wimberly that you
right.
see. You don't typically only see two wide receivers on the field for the Texans, but a good run on first down.
Keep an eye on Carruthers, who jogs off sort of gingerly. Guy Kipris in the game now to JoJo Weeks left on second down and one. Ball at the 18-yard line. Juggles the snap, does JoJo. He's in trouble now, and he's going to be sacked way back at the 5-yard line. That's another weather-affected play there, Jared. It was a high snap. JoJo couldn't bring it in, and by the time he did, he was in a lot of trouble. And that's tough on second down and one. Now it's going to be third down and 12.
Yeah, and they were
Ouch.
Trying to set up the screen on the bottom side here to Kipris. We talked about it earlier. Zach Peterson, the guy that is doing stats for us, young man here, he was talking about the screen with number 32, Guy Kipris, and it's just a such a speedy young man, and they were trying to set it up, just couldn't quite get the snap down, and JoJo probably smartly pulls the ball down. We saw the intentional grounding earlier. So
spotted at the 6-yard line. Weeks rolling right. He's in his own end zone, looking right and throwing, and it's incomplete, and I just feel like JoJo's not comfortable throwing the ball in this wet weather. That was not an accurate throw at all. In fact, it could have been intercepted, and fortunately it wasn't. Fourth down for the Texans. They'll have to punt it away.
Yeah, you don't see JoJo's throws really off target that much. Very often this year we've seen him really, really accurate on the deep balls and really, really accurate on the outs and stops, and it's just been a something to watch, and that went about 6 yards off the receiver right there. So,
and Mann is standing about 8 or 9 yards deep in his own end zone. So this is a big moment in this game here as Mann is able to get it away. It is a high punt and a good one, taken at the Fredericksburg 48-yard line to the Wimberly 45-40. Still on his feet is the return man. He gets it down to the Wimberly 35-yard line. That's a good return by Gary Sorolla. Gosh, the Billies are going to have it first down and 10 at the Wimberly 35.
Yeah, it's going to bring in that sack with JoJo again, about a 10, 15-yard sack right there that took him down is a big difference in field position. A great punt right there by Wyatt Mann. Takes it all the way back down to the 50, but a good return. And it's going to be a short field this time for the Billies. Defense, again, got to step up in a big way right here.
They've got it at the 36-yard line of Wimberly. Just underway in the second half. 8:50 left to play in the third quarter. 17-17 is our score. Price, the quarterback. He will turn and now roll right. Pressure, though, and he gets away from it. Still on his feet. Now he's just going to try to run. They can't tackle him. He's at the 35, left side, and finally run out of bounds near the 30. And let's see where they mark it. They're going to mark it at the 37-yard line, I believe. All of that running netted him about 4 yards. It'll be second down and 6. He's impossible to tackle.
Yeah, he's a slippery young man. You compared
Goodness.
Him to a bar of soap earlier.
Yeah, he is.
He got away from 3 Wimberly defenders right there, all of them pretty deep in the backfield to go ahead and gain what they're going to say is about 4 yards. You're right.
Second down and 6 now. Sabera in the backfield behind Price. In the shotgun.
False start.
Take the snap now, and they're going to blow the whistle. Might be a delay of game. No, it's going to be a false start. So back them up 5.
False start, number 77. 5-yard penalty, down remains a 6.
Again, 17-17 our score. Both of these teams came in tonight with identical 4-0 records. So something's got to give. Somebody's not going to be 4-0 or undefeated after tonight. Second down and 11 now. The ball is spotted at the Wimberly 37-yard line. Price, wide receivers all over the place. Takes the snap, back to throw. Setting up a screen to Sanchez over the middle. 35, and he's going to be tackled at the 30-yard line. That's going to be a pickup of about 6, still far short of the first down. It'll be third down and 6 now. So a big third down play and quickly to the line of scrimmage. Sanchez now is going to take the snap. Wildcat, he's going to go up the middle, but no can do as Moss Carruthers kind of swarmed him, Jared.
Yeah, good play right there. Good to see Moss back onto the field right here. They're going to bring in the heavy boys right here. And
on fourth down, it'll be fourth down about four as the ball is spotted at the Wimberley 29-yard line. They got to get to the 25 for the first down. Fourth down and four. How big of a play is this with a tie ball game? Price takes the snap, gives it to Sabera up the middle. He's got the first down. Tackle at the 21-yard line is the running back. Nothing fancy, but first and 10 for the Billies.
Yeah, just straight power football out of the pistol right up the middle. 27 Sabera just takes it, and good for a first down right there.
Quickly to the line of scrimmage, and that's a busted play, but Price is going to take it himself. He manages to get a yard out of it. He turned left, and Sabera went right, and that's a problem. He decided to just run it up the middle.
Well, a lot of times when you see those speed offenses, they'll just basically say, hey, we're calling the same thing. Sabero went right, he went left, and they got crossed. The exact same play. Sabero just flipped and went on the wrong side of the quarterback. But it's still a good job. Again, you talked about a good job by Hobbs going ahead and getting a positive gain out of it a little bit.
Wonder what goes on in the mind of a quarterback when he turns and he realizes, oh, no, this is not good.
Yeah, I don't think it's probably repeatable on our radio station.
Second down and nine now from the Wimberley 20. And it's going to be a reverse to Sanchez to the far sideline. He's got a little running room. He got it to the 15, and he's able to get a couple more yards out of it down to the 13. He's going to be near the first down marker. Let's see if he's short. I think he's a tad short. Yeah, it looks like he's going to be a 1 yard short of the first down. So third down and one now. Price is going to go under center. Watch the quarterback sneak. Yep, that's what it is. And he's got the first down down to the 10-yard line. It's going to be a first down and goal for Fredericksburg. They're going to spot it at the 9-yard line. Nice-looking drive here.
They went back to kind of this hurry-up offense, just really run it right down the middle and had some success with it. Sanchez in the backfield right here is the quarterback.
Yeah, Sanchez will take the snap. High snap. He grabs it, though, up the middle. Near the five, and then he is greeted by Matt Mitchell where he's brought down.
Yeah, Matt Mitchell squares him up.
Hit.
If you want to talk about a form tackle, Sanchez, again, quick feet, running all the way, and he immediately stops and turns around back the other way, not by choice.
Second down and goal now from the 5-yard line. And now Flannery is in at the quarterback with Sabera behind him. Never know what you're going to get out of this offense. Flannery's going to throw. He throws into the end zone. It's caught for a touchdown. How about that? Flannery stood up and hit Sean Majors for a 5-yard touchdown. Fredericksburg has the lead now, pending the extra point.
Well, we talked just a minute ago about the fact that they were not really a passing team, a good play right there. Flannery probably more of an option style play, can either hand it off or throw it. Majors open, gets the inside move right there on the quick slant, and Majors, good catch, touchdown for the Billies.
Now Nevgen is in for the extra point try, and the kick is up and it is good. 5:19 left to play in the third period. Our score, Fredericksburg 24, Wimberley 17. You're listening to Texans Football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support comes from Seton Medical Center Hayes, providing advanced medical care to the residents of Wimberley and surrounding communities, with board-certified physicians and medical professionals on hand. Located at 6001 Kyle Parkway in Kyle. More information about cardiology services at seton.net/Hayes.
Support comes from State Farm agent Byron Eccles, providing insurance and financial services for the Wimberley Valley and surrounding Hill Country. Located on FM 3237 near the intersection of Ranch Road 12 and Wimberley. Available by phone at 512-847-9400 and online at byroneccles.com. Byron and the entire office staff wish the Texans a great 2017 season. Go Texans!
Fredericksburg Billies with the lead. Mike Blackwell, Jared Robinson with you from Battling Billy Stadium in Fredericksburg. Both teams came in 4-0, but Fredericksburg has now taken the one touchdown lead as Nebgen gets ready to kick things off. It's Hayden Krebs and Gavin Martinez deep to receive for the Texans. Here's the kickoff. Line drive. Martinez is going to let it bounce into the end zone and out of the end zone. We'll see our another look of with this Texan offense. Again, we sound like a broken record, but the Texans have to figure this thing out on offense. They need to reestablish some consistency.
Yeah, no doubt. It's just a matter. We talked about it so many times in the first two games and really in the last six and a half quarters. Now we just haven't seen that. Yeah, it's not a trust issue, obviously. These wide receivers and JoJo have trust each other, but it's just a timing issue and coming down with the play whenever it's necessary. So look to see some of that. Maybe look to see the game slow down a little bit. Moss back in the game in the backfield right here as well. So good to see him back in the offense.
Ball at the 25-yard line, first down and 10, and Carruthers gets the handoff. He gets five, six yards right up the middle. So good start, second down and four.
Yeah, and he kind of lunged forward right there for a big for about two or three more yards. And that's something that Moss brings you. He kind of uses that left hand to really walk on the ground, as we saw it right there, to gain an extra two, 3 yards. So a big opportunity right here for the Texans to maybe stretch the field a little bit with a second and short.
Ball at the 30. Weeks looking right, and now he's going to throw it right. It's caught and then dropped by Mann in that right flat. Looked like he had it just for an instant, but as he turned upfield and tried to avoid the tackler, it squirted out of his hand, so it'll be third down and four.
And that's a play that I was just talking about. It's not that the trust is not there. It's that the timing is off. Wyatt Mann turns maybe a second too late for what JoJo thinks, so JoJo ends up double pumping, and the second pump basically allows allows the defender to go over there, and as soon as Wyatt gets his hands, he puts his hands in the middle and rips it out. So just that little bit of timing, that 1 second off, just seems like they're not clicking just yet.
Third down and four. Weeks now will look left and throw left. He was trying to hit Krebs, and that's incomplete on the far sideline. So fourth down and four. Yeah, they just seem to be a tick off. You're right about that, Jared.
And we saw the same thing there. Krebs throw out in front of him a little bit. JoJo may have thought he was going to run that out pattern, stick his foot in the ground and turn a little harder, but just didn't quite get there. So, a three and out right here for the Texans is it's not what you want to see if you're Coach Warren coming out of a really good drive by the Billies from the last possession.
Sorolla and Hanley are deep to receive the punt. Mann gets the good snap and gets the punt away. High, kind of a knuckleball, bounces around the 40, takes a Fredericksburg bounce, and it will roll dead at the Billy's 41-yard line. Texans are asking their defense to come through for them in a big way here tonight, kind of similar to that Texas-Iowa State game last night when the Longhorns offense wasn't doing too much and had to lean on that defense to get the win. Let's see if the Texans can do the same thing here tonight. Flannery is back in the game now at quarterback. 4:26 left to play in a fast-moving third quarter. Sanchez, kind of the reverse inside handoff to the right, looking for running room. He's got the 45, the 50. He's hard to tackle as well. He's got the first down to the Wimberley 49-yard line.
And I guess looked like we had a block in the back right there coming off of this side, and coaches wanted it, and it looked like it was there but didn't get the flag. But a good cutback by Sanchez. Again, the little speedster right there comes back all the way across the field to gain.
Here he's going in motion again. Flannery now will take it up the middle. And he gets a yard to the 48-yard line. It'll be second down and nine. Fredericksburg has a lot of players that look like Sanchez that are just quick. You know, Sanchez, Hobbs Price, the quarterback, Hanley. All of them little guys, but all of them have a lot of quickness. Second down and nine now. Ball at the Wimberley 48-yard line. See if the Texans' defense can toughen up here. Flannery looking over the middle, throws it over the middle, caught at the 30-yard line. Wide open is the receiver. That was Sean Majors. And move the chains again for the Billies, and quickly to the line of scrimmage. They spotted at the Texans' 28-yard line. So this defense is reeling. Snap now is loose, and now it's going to be picked up by Sabera, the running back. That was a wreck. It was Sanchez who was in that backfield in the pistol, Jared.
Yeah, just a play that they immediately got up to the line. We've seen it several times. They get up there and immediately go and try to stop the substitutions for the Texans. And on that one, kind of didn't pay off for them not having a quarterback back there. And a big, big loss right there.
Sanchez didn't anticipate the snap. That's way back to the 44-yard line, and they got to get to the 16 for the first down. Here's the pass to Major, left side, and he's going to be run out of bounds near the 40-yard line. Not much of a gain there, about 4 yards, and it's going to be third down now, and they got to go 10, 20, about 22 yards, third and 22.
Yeah, it's that big opportunity. We talked about it, carrying the momentum for the Billies right here, and one play loses 15 yards, and it's just a big situation for the Texans to get a stop right here.
Flannery's back in at quarterback. Drops to throw. Looking left. Now looking over the middle. Now scrambling right and just kind of throws it out to the left side to Sabera, who catches it, but may have lost a couple of yards back to the 43-yard line. Now it's fourth down and forever, and they'll have to punt. Good job by the Wimberley defense, aided by that snafu by the Fredericksburg offense.
Yeah, no doubt. Good job right there. You've got Brady Corbin on that top side. Just bearing down on Flannery, the quarterback, and it causes him to dump it off to Sabera. Otherwise, he may have a chance to plant his foot. So 61 for the Texans. Good job of forcing Flannery to go ahead and have to throw that ball. Brings up a big fourth down and hopefully a big return right here for Gavin Martinez.
Here's Nebgen. He's going to punt the ball away, and they got close to him again. And Martinez, fair catches at the 8-yard line. That's where the Texans offense will take over. And again, they get fairly close to the punter on that. And Texas offense will take over once again in poor field position. One of the things I'm interested in knowing is what the average start of these drives for Wimberley is tonight. They've had poor field position since the very first kickoff.
Yeah, no doubt. We had the 97-yard scoring drive earlier to start the game for us, or start the scoring for us. So another opportunity right here, a big, big field in front of you. You got, what, 91 yards?
Yep, it's at the 9-yard line, first down and 10.
I can't see out my left window here. This box is too small.
Well, come over here and snuggle up with me. I'm kind of looking out of this little bitty window.
You scrunched up there to the only window that opens so
that's
you can
right.
see.
That's right. JoJo will go under center now with Carruthers behind him. He gives it to Moss, right side, and he's going to be tackled. He may have gained a yard to the 10, but that's it. It'll be second down and 9.
Yeah, and he had if he could have broken that one, he had a lot of room here on the near side to run. Moss is a tough runner. Guy just got him around the ankles and got him down to the ground. So a good play right there by the Billies to get a powerful young man on the ground.
And the Billies' defensive line seems to be doing a good job against the Wimberley offensive line here tonight. That's kind of my observation, Jared. Back to throw is JoJo. Under pressure. Steps up. He is running for his life. He's in the end zone. Now he's running back left, and he throws it in the general vicinity of Gavin Martinez. It's incomplete, and it'll be third down. And Fredericksburg fans were wanting to get the flag for intentional grounding, which would have been a safety considering he was throwing from his own end zone, but they didn't get the flag.
Yeah, ball. Immediately the umpire or the line judge on that far side pointed at Gavin Martinez close enough, and you could see that you could see the actions in JoJo right there, that he threw that ball really in front of Gavin, no opportunity to complete it whatsoever.
No.
But he threw it, and you could tell there was a little bit of frustration with that throw of just not having the time to do anything
right
at this spot.
Third down and 9, and back to throw again is Weeks. Got time this time and throws it out and almost picked off. He's trying to go to the right sideline. Incomplete. And once again, the Texans will have to punt. Good job by the offensive line to give him plenty of time there, Jared. But that time, he just didn't have an open receiver.
Yeah, they've kind of bottled it up right now. And the running game has kind of struggled a little bit. The Texans have got to find that those really two or three plays that's going to separate them at this time. Otherwise, it's going to be a the Billies are going to take the ball in excellent field position here as well.
Yeah, Cirola is standing at the 50-yard line to take the punt, and he's going to come up and get it at the Wimberley 43-yard line. Took a big hit, but held on to the ball and managed to get it to the Wimberley 41-yard line, and that's where Fredericksburg will take over. And Wimberley's kind of playing with fire here, Jared, given such good field position to this Fredericksburg offense.
Yeah, you're right. You said you brought up the question a minute ago, what's the average starting position? I mean, just in this first half, we saw that the Billies had a 36-yard scoring drive. They got a ball on our 40-yard line. If you only have half the field to deal with, it really allows you a four downs, really, at this point. I mean, you get it down to the 30, 27-yard line, you're not going to punt it. There's no reason.
No.
Not going to kick it. So you got four downs right here.
First down and 10 now at the Wimberley 41-yard line. Yeah, you're right about that. Back to throw. It's Flannery. Steps up. Going deep. Down the middle of the field and knocked away by Martinez. But then it's caught and into the end zone. It's Hanley on the deflection. No, it's Sanchez on the deflection. 41 yards, Jared. Describe that one.
That's a good play by Gavin Martinez. Is behind him. Jumps over the top of him. Bats it down. But it's the whole play where he literally bats it right back to the defender who's trailing. Sanchez catches it, and nobody's going to stop him as Gavin was hanging in the air at that point. So, you some go your way, some don't, I guess.
Wow.
Is the only way to explain that one right there. But a huge play by the Billies, and the passing game has been a success for him here in the second half as I kind of ran my mouth a little bit coming into the second half.
Here's the extra point try now, and the kick is up, and it is good. Stunned Wimberley crowd. I'm kind of stunned as well. 101 left to play in the third quarter. And our score is Fredericksburg 31, Wimberley 17. You're listening to Texans football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support comes from Onion Creek Volkswagen, featuring the new 2018 Atlas SUV for high school sport families on the go, the all-new Tiguan, and the classic Volkswagen Beetle for the 2018 graduate. Information on the Onion Creek Volkswagen inventory online at onioncreekvw.com.
Support comes from Austin Community College, providing professional training in healthcare, information technology, and other in-demand fields that transfer to UT and Texas State. More information at austincc.edu/spring. ACC is a Texas non-for-profit educational institution. Start here, get there.
Texans will get the ball now after a stunning 41-yard touchdown pass play that Fredericksburg pulled off. Gavin Martinez knocks the ball away from the receiver he's covering right into the hands of Tristan Sanchez, who took it the rest of the way for the touchdown. 31-17 Fredericksburg. Here's the kickoff. It's going to go into the end zone and out of the end zone for a touchback, so Wimberley will get it at the 25-yard line with 56 seconds left to play in the third period. Texans are going to start running out of possession, so they need to start making a move now, down two scores.
Yeah, you're at the point right now where you got to make a play. I mean, you can't push it. I mean, you still have an offense that obviously is very, very capable of scoring two touchdowns in a quarter and a half here. But
sure.
You really haven't had any success at this point on one thing specific. We've thrown the ball okay. We've run the ball, decent. Not really ultra successful at either one of them at this point. So you got to figure out what it is, and you got to roll with it.
Weeks, the quarterback, will turn and give it to Kipris, trying to get outside right side. And, boy, Fredericksburg wiped that out. That's a loss all the way back to the 21-yard line, loss of four. Second down and 14, and again, defensive penetration by that line of Fredericksburg.
Yeah, that young man right there, I don't know which one he was. It looked like he was probably the middle linebacker, shot the gap right there and came in, and Kipris just didn't even have an opportunity to make a turn. Just running parallel at that point, goes down, and a big loss.
He didn't get touched.
No, he was That guy shot the gap like he knew exactly what the play call was.
Ball at the 21 now. Weeks turns, throws it out right side. Caught by Mann. A man struggling forward to the 30. Still on his feet to the 35. And out to nearly the 40-yard line is Mann. That's a first down. And now Mann and the Fredericksburg defender kind of talking a little bit on the sideline. No flags thrown, but move the chains down. Maybe that'll get this Wimberley offense ignited here. That might be the last play of the third quarter. Yes, it will be the last play of the third quarter. Fredericksburg winning it 31-17. 12 more minutes of football coming your way. You're listening to Texans Football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support comes from Five Star ER. Five Star ER is not an urgent care center. It's a freestanding emergency room with the same care you'd expect from a traditional hospital ER. So when you need the ER, make it Five Star. Across from HEB on 290 in Dripping Springs. Learn more at FiveStarER.com. And by Stevens and Malone LLP. Serving the greater Wimberley Valley and surrounding communities by providing legal representation in the areas of real estate business, estate planning, and probate law. More information at StevensMaloneLaw.com.